Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. Blessings to you. Amanda Grace here. We are live this Thursday, May 9th, 2024. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to everybody jumping on right now. Yep, this is the type of people I want to show you we have going on here in this chat. Well, our moderators will just take care of that, won't they? And then we'll just be done with it. But that's the type of nonsense we have going on at the beginning. And we thank our moderators for being able to assist us with that. So if you are in the chat, what I'm going to ask you to do is to not engage and just kind of, I don't know, just kind of focus on the broadcast because we have an important one tonight. So there is a lot going on as people are jumping on. Welcome, 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 welcome. And this might get a little deep. So I want to see who's coming in from the United States and around the world. We have so many people from around the world. I see Ontario, New Zealand. I see New Jersey. I see Washington, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Hello, hello, Texas. Oh, Canada. Welcome in Canada. Welcome to our friends in Canada. And let's see who else here. Virginia, Alabama. Welcome, welcome to everybody jumping on. We thank you for that. So yes, our moderators, thank our moderators because they have a job of keeping the chat clean. And so basically we just thank our moderators for that and our Ark of Grace team. But if you see that nonsense going on that I showed you, I would just ignore it and let the moderators do their job and not engage it because we do not have time here for high school antics. In the least. So basically, we are going to get into an issue that doesn't seem like it's connected, but it is most certainly and definitely connected. And so we're going to open up in prayer, and then we're going to get into this issue that, well, basically, it connects multiple countries, and the timing of such is not suspect at all of what we're going to talk about. Yes, we're going to talk about the Trump trial. Yes, we're going to talk about Stormy Daniels. Yes, we're going to talk about England. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up in prayer and then we are going to get into tonight. We just have a few announcements for you. Hello to those of you jumping on that are just jumping on now. And, praise the Lord that you're here. We're happy that you're here. And so, yeah, going to be an interesting night for sure. Get your popcorn out because this is going to be an interesting night. So let me open up in prayer and then we will get into tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, we come before you, Lord. Father, we praise you for this day. Father, we praise you that you are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. Lord, forgive us, Lord, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We acknowledge that your son, Yeshua Mashiach, came to the earth. He was the Word, became flesh, and dwelt among us. He died for our sins. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He set us free. He reconciled us back to you. And he rose again in 3 days, ascended back into heaven, took his victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne, and I honor that before you this day. Father, we just welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place, Father God, to go forth mightily, Lord, that your power would go forth and saturate the atmosphere, that you would go before us, Lord, that your glory would go, Father God, in Jesus' name, forth and accomplish, Lord, what you want to accomplish. Fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, go before us and with tonight, with this, with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God. May only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth in Jesus' name. Father, we just ask that you take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter, most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Lord. You deserve all the glory, honor, and praise, Father God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. We praise you. Let your name be glorified above all, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, amen. Hello, hello to everyone. Let me get my mouse over here who are jumping on. Hello, hello. Happy to see you. And so basically, I just have a few announcements quick, and then we are going to get right into tonight because there's a lot to go through. I want to be able to get through it, and we want to be able to do it in a way that everybody can understand. So, animal picks. We have animal picks first. So let's look up the animal picks now, and I will tell you who it is. Okay, so this is Prince. He is with our sanctuary manager, Courtney, and he had a vet visit today. So the vet came to see Prince today. Prince actually is going to need surgery. So as horses get older, their molars in the back tend to, you know, they tend to break down. They tend to start having issues with molars. So he's going to have to get some surgery. He's going to get it. And so we will keep you posted. It is coming up, the surgery. I believe it's going to come up soon. So we will keep you updated on Prince. And there is Gideon and Blossom saying hi to our neighbor's horse, Remington. So basically the fence separates them. And so they take them out to graze on grass and do other things around the property. And so there they are all actually having a little neighborly sort of meeting. There's Snow. Snow is just precious. In person, he's just as precious as he is in the photos. He's just lovely. Happy, happy horse and great temperament. Didn't come that way. Great temperament now. He's doing very well. There's Blossom. She is our female. So there's two males and one female. Sweetest disposition. Wonderful horse. We absolutely love her. And she also came from Amish country, Blossom. Here is Toby and Josie having the standoff of the day. So Josie likes to go and, well, basically taunt Toby. I don't know how else to say it. She likes to go up to the glass. She likes to jump on it and then bang her beak on it. That basically would be the end result of this. And then Toby gets all upset and he hits the door. So basically that goes on, you know, multiple times, we'll say, throughout the year. We have these standoffs between Josie and Toby. But thank God the glass is separating. Toby's not aggressive really towards birds anyway. But there's something called barrier aggression with dogs. That if there is a barrier in the way, they tend to become frustrated and aggressive. And you remove the barrier and they're absolutely fine. Many of you out there probably deal with that with your dogs. And Toby is no different. Okay. Also, our newsletter. Well, hello in South Africa. Hello, hello. We just saw someone from South Africa come in. Our newsletter. So we want to be able to keep in touch with you with what is going on in the world right now in the United States. We would like to be able to give you updates and exclusive updates as well. So if you go to arcofgrace.org, you can click on the newsletter button at the top, and it brings you here. So when you go to arcofgrace.org, you'll see the newsletter sign up right at the top. You click on that, it will bring you here. And then you can put in your name and your phone number and your email. There it is, newsletter sign up. It will take you here. And basically then we can keep in touch with you because we're going to start sending out exclusive updates through text as well. So if you can and go and sign up for our newsletter, that would help us a great deal. Also, if you could like and subscribe to our platforms. Of course, we're Ark of Grace Ministries on YouTube. We are Ark of Grace Ministries on Rumble, if you could subscribe to Rumble. On Twitter, we are Amanda Grace, @AmandaGrace_AOG. So @AmandaGrace_AOG for our Twitter as well. Facebook, we're Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. So if you could go like and subscribe. we would very much appreciate it. It helps us a great deal. And basically then we can all keep in touch. So thank you. Thank you. Hello in Batavia, New York. We have Reawaken America there. Someone from Batavia, New York is here. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. So let's get into today, shall we? Let's see here. I'm going to get up. There's two different parts here. They do connect, but I want to make sure we do them in order. So, as many of you know, this trial in New York City has been raging. Rage being the key word. And so it's been raging, and there have been some interesting things happening that are connected that we have to talk about. Because we're watching this unfold. Stormy Daniels, right, came and testified. I don't know if she testified again today. She might have. But she was called to the stand now in this hush money trial in New York City to testify. Now, if you look at her name, Stormy Daniels, we have to talk about something. Because there is a key in this name that connects to other things as well. But what is the meaning of this name? Well, Stormy is of British origin. It means storm or tempest. That's what it means. Fans of superhero movies will recall Storm in the X-Men series was a witch priestess with unstoppable power. In the X-Men series, there was a character named Storm, and this is what she was. So basically, you have a tempest, or you have this in the Marvel series or the X-Men series, this witch priestess character. Now, Daniels, God is my judge. So her name really means, if we put it together, a tempest or witch priestess whom God will judge. This is her name. And we need to take note of that right now with what's going on. And then now she has put herself in the judgment seat by testifying before a judge. So she's now put herself into this judgment seat, right? And is set to be weighed and judged. She takes the stand almost simultaneously after the Kentucky Derby happens. Now, why does this connect at all? Well, a horse by the name of Mystic Dan wins this race. Stormy Daniels, Mystic Dan. Stormy, Mystic, witch, priestess, right? Daniels, God is my judge. Mystic, there's the correlation. And Dan, well, the tribe of Dan was judged by God for idolatry. So it is no mistake that a horse by the name of Mystic Dan wins the Derby when this is what took the stand on the heels of it. This is all connected. Now, allegedly, Stormy is into tarot cards and the occult, and she's been very vocal about this. Now, if you remember, Jesse Waters had a witch and a psychic on Fox News not too long ago. That woman pulled a tarot card to try and basically open up the nation more to a curse and open up Trump himself to a curse, right? So this happens. Also, to take note, the statue above the New York City courthouse is that golden Ishtar looking statue that was placed atop the New York City courthouse back in January of 2023 before all of this ensued. Ishtar, Isis, Aphrodite, Ashtoreth. Same spirit manifesting itself in different regions having to do with seducing, fertility, divine law, the hunt. So same spirit manifesting itself in different territories in a different way to deal with the people of that territory. Now, I have been sounding the alarm about this statue since it happened back in January of 2023, and what was coming from it. Okay, so you have this Stormy Daniels, Mystic Dan, Ishtar, Isis, Aphrodite, Ashtoreth, whichever one you choose, statue, right, atop the New York City courthouse, that seducing spirit that manifests itself through women. This is all connected. Now, I'm going to read to you a prophetic word from September 9th. Well, actually, it's September 25th, 2023. Nine is the month. September 25th, 2023. And I'm going to read to you an excerpt from this because I think it's important for what we're looking at. And we're going to go all the way across the pond to England as well in the middle of all this and the royal family. So this is all connected, what's going on at the same time that is stretching across multiple countries. Now, this is what this excerpt says of the word. This indeed is the hour where the lion's den turns on the thieves and officials who attempted to move those out of the way that would not come into agreements. Listen what the Lord said, with their covens. What's covens? Witchcraft, sorcery, would not, now this is back September 25th, 2023, would not come into agreement with their covens and thievery, scoundrel behavior, says the Lord, for the scoundrels shall be rounded up, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, watch the Supreme Court in this hour and the judges of the appellate courts, a shrewd maneuver and an emergency injunction, says the Lord, for the righteous shall have to take the wheel and turn the courts and these cases in the direction I, the Lord, say they should go. And says the Spirit of the Lord, this day, around the time of what you call Christmas, there shall be a sharp maneuver in the United States government, a very sharp maneuver, says the Lord, and there shall be a shakeup, even panic, says the Lord, screaming in the halls of Congress, says the Lord, for January must be rectified, says the Lord, it must be rectified. Thus says the Lord, you shall hear trumpets again, says the Lord. A call for it across your land shall be stirred up once again, for at the trump, that's capitalized, there shall be a turn, a change in direction. The younger shall advise the older, says the Lord. Now, this is coming to pass, and I will tell you why right now. This is back September 25th, 2023. Barron Trump was just made a delegate for Florida, I believe, for the Republican National Committee. Listen what the Lord says. The younger shall advise the older. So that piece right now is coming to pass as we speak. And then it goes on. In the mist, a burning bush, says the Lord, shall emerge. So we're going to wait for the burning bush now because the younger is advising the older. That piece now, praise God, has come to pass. And that's back in September, way before any of this was even thought of. Okay, praise the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, around the time of June, which would mean June 2024, there shall be a historic event in your nation where many shall look in wonder as it takes place. For the river of blood through America must be stopped up. It must be dammed. There shall be more judgments that cause the income source from such to dry up. And then the Lord goes on to say, part of Planned Parenthood will attempt to go underground, says the Lord. However, going deeper into the darkness will cut off a main artery and cause a major capital fracturing at the head. And the crack shall run down to their satellite office, says the Lord. I, the Lord, thy God, am exonerating in this hour. For my capital righteous judgments have gone forth to acquit those who stand accused, to deliver, to set free. However, it shall not be in the same way, says the Lord. It shall not. For a different way is being carved, says the Lord, a different way, an unusual way, a way that I, the Lord thy God, see that many cannot. Ask me for the vision, says the Lord, to see the path I see, and I, the Lord, shall give unto you dreams and visions that you can see beyond the veil, for my children are seated in heavenly places. Now, that's just an excerpt from that. Now, I could be talking about Eric also, but I definitely think it's talking about Baron. I definitely think with what just happened, that is a major piece to that prophecy. Okay. Now, we have to revisit something in order to give further, I guess, clarity to this whole meaning of the name Stormy Daniels and this criminal hush money trial and her taking the stand and what's been happening. And so if you remember back in October 27, 2023, I released a dream from the Lord. And I was standing on a golf course and there were others with me. And President Trump is dressed in a white polo shirt, white hat, and medium color gray pants. He appeared to have a putter. His hair was frazzled and he was worked up. They've been showing the pictures lately. We can definitely see that. He looked a bit frazzled and unkempt. In fact, they did a whole news article about his hair recently, about how frazzled his hair looks. So I was zoomed in to his leg for a moment, and I believe it was his right leg, which is the symbol of strength. The pant leg was lifted up from the ankle, and he had a very large bruise, a black and blue bruise on the side of the calf area, running the whole calf, expanding outwards. And then in the middle, there was an open wound. And this wound was beginning to open. And it was ugly looking. Now, I'm standing back with others on the golf course. The golf ball is a bit of a distance from the hole. So this is a long putt. This is a very long putt. So the golf ball is quite a distance from the hole. And President Trump lifts up his club and runs towards the ball with this wounded leg, brings his club down and hits that ball very hard, which it should not have gone into the hole. And it made a straight line like a rocket to the hole and went in. Now, this has to do with this trial, and I'll tell you why. So the pants over the wound on the leg represents a cover-up, trying to cover up a wound, trying to keep it from coming out, trying to keep those from seeing the ugliness of it all. So he has this very large wound and he's trying to run at the ball. There's a huge wound on the leg and you're trying to literally run at the ball, which is very difficult to do because such a large wound would cause a lot of pain. He thinks it's covered up, but it's about to be opened up. Okay, so this is back in October. He thinks it's covered up, but it's about to be opened up and the Lord is going to allow it. When a wound opens up like this one did, it's usually from some kind of infection that has to come out. And as ugly as it may be, it has to happen and come out. This was all said back October 27th, 2023. Whatever they are covering up is going to be opened up because that wound is open. And it's not going to be very pleasant. And I said it has to do with Trump, but it was necessary that this had to happen. This is a Jacob moment. Jacob wrestling with the Lord and the angel of the Lord getting Jacob by the hollow of his leg, putting his hip out of joint. Once one is in that position, they cannot move. So, Genesis chapter 21, verses 22 through 26. Now he arose the same night and took his two wives and his two maids and his 11 children and crossed the ford of Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and he sent across whatever he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When he saw that he had not prevailed against him, he touched the socket of his thigh. So the socket of Jacob's thigh was dislocated while he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the dawn is breaking." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." He said, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with men and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him and said, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And he blessed him there. So Jacob named the place Peniel, for he said, "I have seen God face to face, yet my life has been preserved." Now the sun rose up upon him just as he crossed over Penuel, and he was limping on his thigh. Therefore, to this day, the sons of Israel do not eat the sinew of the hip, which is on the socket of the thigh, because he touched the socket of Jacob's thigh. Okay, so this has to do with this. The moment that Jacob wrestles with God has a lot to do with what is going on. Now, this was all back in October 27th, that all of this that I'm talking about, the dream, was first released back then. Now, currently, I want to point out that the earthquake that hit New Jersey and New York on April 6, 2024 was a 4.8 magnitude. And I had given a word from the Lord days prior that said a fault line had been triggered. And the eclipse was 4.8. The earthquake was 4.8 magnitude. The eclipse was 4.8. The epicenter of the earthquake was a place called White House Station, New Jersey. Trump's Bedminster golf course was very close to the epicenter. That shaking was very close to that golf course. Now, this dream that I had back in October, we were standing on a golf course. And what's interesting is we were standing on the golf course, then the wound gets exposed that's on the leg, and then what happened with the putt happens, right? So that's the order it goes in. So it's just interesting to note that that dream was on a golf course, and this happened very close to Trump's golf course in Bedminster, New Jersey. A shaking, with the epicenter being White House Station, and a shaking near Trump's Bedminster golf course. Now, there's quite a bit that's going on, and it is all connected, but this is about Trump wrestling with God right now. This was back. Okay, so now we're back to what was said October 27th, because I want you to see that this was said back in October. This is about Trump wrestling with God right now and not submitting the way the Lord wants him to submit. Now, why would the Lord have said that? Why would the Lord have said that? Because of this. Because of the mouth. Okay. The way he swung the club on the green, he ran at the ball with the club in the air, which is what on a green? It's poor etiquette. It's not against the law. It's not against the rules, but it's poor etiquette. When he ran with his golf club up in the air and came down with one hand, that is not proper etiquette, right? On the green, not the norm as far as the rules go. So he's trying to get the ball in the hole by doing it his own way. He doesn't care about the etiquette. He doesn't care about what's expected. He's trying to do it his own way. He's trying to do it his own way and not God's way. Now, in the notes, we did put the rules for the putting green. So I just want you to know that's there, and that you can see that when we post the notes on the blog. Now, this is why we see what's happening to him in court. That's happening now. Okay. So by chance, that ball still went in the hole. But there is a part of this man that still wants to do things in a fleshly way and his own way. Right? And not in a way that is totally submitting. Okay. That is not submitting to the Lord the way the Lord wants him to submit. The Lord's law, the Lord's rules. And the Lord needs him to do this because that wound is going to get opened up. So this was the alarm I was sounding back in October 27, 2023, before all of this. A man is not going to save America. Man is a tool in the hands of Almighty God. He is a tool that the Lord utilizes. A man himself in his flesh cannot save America. It's Almighty God working through man. And I think it's very nice that he, you know, he promoted that Bible, and told us that America needs to pray again. And you know, and I totally agree with that. But to truly promote the word of God, you must want to submit to all of it. You have to want to submit to all of it. And that wound that was covered up and the pant leg lifted up to expose it has to do with what we see being spoken on the stands currently in court. That ugly wound is now being exposed and dealt with, right? That ugly wound is now being exposed and dealt with. And it's also something to note that I'm trying to think how to say this. Trump is being humbled. If you remember, I had the dream about the rich plate of food and it was taken away from me. And they said, this is not what he needs. This is what he needs. And it was a very humble plate of food. And I had this dream and I released this dream. I think it was about a year and a half ago. The gag order that's been imposed upon him, right? I had a sense about this and, you know, and so did Barbara, but the gag order that was allowed to happen, that we all see happened, whether we want to believe it or not, that gag order was allowed by God. It was allowed by God and not stopped in order to sort of bridle his mouth a bit, like you bridle the mouth of a horse, to bridle his mouth so he won't sabotage with his own words what the Lord is doing right now. The Lord wants to help him, and his mouth to a degree is actually working against him for what the Lord is trying to accomplish. So the Lord has allowed his mouth to be bridled right now, and to be curbed. So the flesh and what's coming out would not interfere with what the Lord is trying to do here and the process the Lord is taking him through. And we have to understand that. Nobody's perfect. And we can't act like any leader is perfect either, because they are far from perfect. I mean, just look at David. Look at David. What a flawed man, right? Lord called him a man after his own heart. He was so flawed, and he had done so much wrong in his life. But it came down to it, he would humble himself before God and submit. And so when we see these things happen and we get frustrated, sometimes it's the Lord allowing it. It's not the enemy doing it. Like, I bet you the enemy sometimes is there going, I didn't do this one. I'm not getting blamed for this one because I didn't do it. You know, I could only imagine that sometimes he does that. But we sometimes think it's the enemy, but really it's God, because sometimes God has to restrain in order to prevent someone from totally sabotaging the plans he is walking through for their life, for a nation, for a family. And so in order to prevent that, he has to restrain. He has to restrain them sometimes. And this is what we see happening. And that dream that was October 27th has a lot to do now with what's going on. And Mystic Dan winning the Kentucky Derby and Stormy Daniels, Mystic, taking the stand, are all running in tandem of each other. This is not by mistake. And that dream between this and the pant leg being lifted up and that wound being exposed, that is the Lord's doing to deal with what's been covered up, bring it out in the open, deal with it, bridle the mouth, temper the ego, so actually the Lord can get accomplished what he needs to get accomplished. Because sometimes when men get in this position, they get so much in the flesh that they end up working against and being counterproductive to what God is doing. So this is all happening for good reason. And this is all coming to pass now. It was seen in October. It's all coming to pass now. And this is a process that has to happen. However, is the enemy in the middle of this with these seducing women and these seducing spirits and that Ishtar statue that was also known as Isis, Aphrodite, Ashtoreth to Israel? Yes. There are high-level seducing spirits in this nation that are working through women to try to bring down men. We're going back to the garden, the tree of the knowledge and good and evil, the serpent deceiving Eve so she could take down Adam. And this is what we see happening. And God is their judge, and God will judge because he is the righteous judge. And you are going to see that coming. Because that seducing spirit attempting to take over the law is going to be judged by God and all its cohorts with it. And that is coming. It has seduced these college kids protesting on campuses too. There's a reason they tried to get ahead and put that blasphemous statue above the courthouse and say, "Move over, Moses." Because it's trying to take over the law, the influence, the leadership, and the young of the nation. This is what's happening. Now, something else that's connected that happened in England last week. Now, April 24th, 2024 was the first full day of Passover. Now, remember, the name Stormy is of British origin. Okay, we're in England. Let's show the article. And there it is from BBC, and I'm going to read to you a little blurb. Blood on pavement and smashed vehicles after horses tear through London. Five horses from the King's Mounted Bodyguard were startled at a construction site and galloped riderless through central London during morning rush hour before being recovered Wednesday. One of the horses appeared to have blood on its chest and legs after colliding with a vehicle. Three soldiers and one member of the public were injured. A number of military working horses became loose during routine exercise this morning. All of the horses have now been recovered and returned to camp, a military spokeswoman told the Washington Post. A number of personnel and horses have been injured and are receiving the appropriate medical attention. The horses were from the Household Cavalry, which participates in the ceremonial changing of the guard and major royal celebrations. These horses are selected for their temperament and are trained to remain calm while working amid chaotic crowds and unexpected noises. Throwing their riders and bolting are highly unusual. Okay. This happens the first day of Passover, before the Derby, before Stormy Daniels. This happens. The horses were from the Household Cavalry, which participates in the ceremonial changing of the guard and major royal celebrations. Okay, now, you have the white horse covered in blood, and you have a black horse pictured there, right? There was a couple more that got loose besides them. But we're going to focus on these two for a minute. Now, Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 through 8 says, "Then I saw as the Lamb broke one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures call out as with a voice of thunder, 'Come!' I looked and behold a white horse of victory, whose rider carried a bow and a crown was given to him, and he rode forth conquering and to conquer." When the Lamb broke the second seal, I heard the second living creature call out, "Come!" and another, a fiery red horse, came out, and its rider was empowered to take peace from the earth so that men would slaughter one another, and a great sword was given to them. And then the third seal, as it goes on, was famine. I looked to behold a black horse, and the rider had in his hand a pair of scales, a balance, and I heard something like a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a denarius, a day's wage, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not damage the oil and the wine. Okay, we're gonna stop there. All right, we'll stop there. Now, I'm just giving you scriptural reference here for where we see these colored horses. Okay, in scripture, this is where we see. No, I'm not saying these are the horses running through the street of the apocalypse, but we see these colored horses associated with certain things, right? You've got, you know, white that has to do with victory, and the rider carries a bow and a crown. Now, these horses are from the Royal Cavalry, right? They're from the crown. And then when we go to the black horse, right? It talks about famine, and the rider had in his hands a scales. Rider had a balance to weigh in his hands. So this is where Revelation, where we see examples of these colored horses. It happens just to talk about it in Revelation, just for a scriptural reference. Now, the white horse with the blood on it. Pray for this horse, because this horse it's alive, but it's in serious condition. Horse's name is Vita. Vita means life, which is interesting, being it was loose in the streets and it's bleeding. This horse is bleeding. This horse is named Life, and this horse gets loose and it's bleeding. Something else to note, these horses all lost their riders. They threw off their leader in a military exercise. So these horses threw their leaders, which doesn't happen, by the way. And this happens the first day of Passover. So this is something that really, I don't believe has happened in England before or in London, but horses of the cavalry breaking loose, throwing their riders, running through the streets of England, one of them injured. Now, the black horse and the white horse were running side by side, okay? We'll get into the black horse in a minute, because he's got a name also. But there was an article, because Big Ben's going to come into this in a minute. There was an article in the Mirror. And this is what it says. Bizarre theory, London's blood-covered horses and Big Ben clock stopping are omen of end times. This is the article, and this is what it says. A theory has spread on social media as people wildly claim the blood-soaked horses that ran wild in London yesterday and Big Ben's clock stopping are dark omens. Yesterday, the UK's capital witnessed blood-soaked horses and the iconic Big Ben's clock coming to a standstill, consequently leading some barmy folks to predict doom. On April 24th, four people were hurt after two horses escaped from an army training exercise. Reportedly, the animals had been, they were basically injured before they bolted, causing their riders to fall and one soldier to be injured while they galloped through the city. Adding to the alarm, London's historic monument, Big Ben, unexpectedly stopped. The fully refurbished clock went completely silent just after 9 a.m. with its hands frozen in place. Now, Big Ben stops as these horses are running through London on the first full day of Passover, which is in the 39-day window between Purim and Passover as these events occur. The clock stops at 9 a.m. as these riders go basically tumbling off their horses, and the horses go barreling through the streets. Now, Luke chapter 23, verse 44. Now, you're going to see why I'm making this correlation in a minute. It was about the sixth hour, which would have been noon, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour, 3 p.m. 9 a.m. would have been the third hour of the day. Okay, which means if 9 a.m. is the third hour, according to the Jewish time clock, it means the sixth hour, noon, darkness comes over the land. So I would just watch for this in correlation with the royal family. I would just watch for this right now. Just watch and pray. what happened here is no accident. What happened during Passover, that this was during Passover, in correlation to the events in the United States and this trial and the Kentucky Derby, is no accident. Now, the black horse, his name is Quaker. Quaker means one who or that which trembles. The white horse is named Vita, which means life. Translation, these two horses were running side by side. Their lives should tremble. That is the translation of the names of these two horses that were running side by side through the streets of London while Big Ben freezes. And this happens on the heels of Mystic Dan winning the Kentucky Derby, right? And then Stormy Daniels taking the stand. Their lives should tremble. Four service personnel were thrown from their horses, okay? Four service personnel were thrown from their horses, and five of the animals got loose, smashing into vehicles and causing injuries. 4 + 5 = 9, and that's the hour Big Ben stopped. That's the hour Big Ben suddenly stops. I think this is a warning. I think this is a warning to the nations right now. I also think this is a warning to the royal family. Some of these horses were seriously injured, breaking loose. Well, guess who broke loose from the royal family? Harry. Harry broke loose, which means there's another that may be set to break loose as well. But I believe the way those transpired are very prophetic for England and the royal family. And also correlates, because you've got these horses breaking loose amidst the Kentucky Derby happening and Mystic Dan winning, right? And Dan was the tribe of Israel that steeped itself in idolatry and was judged by God, and Mystic has to do with occultism. This is all connected. And we have to realize that all of this is connected right now, and that we have to see this like a prophetic puzzle, because what's going on in the spirit is affecting the natural, and the timing of things coming forward is just as important as who's coming forward or what's happening or who's taking the stand or what transpired in New York City leading up to this or what's going on simultaneously in England right now with all of this. Timing is key. So I just wanted to point some of these things out to you tonight, because this has to do with what is happening in the nations right now and what is getting set to happen. And what is happening in this trial right now on the stand is truly a Mystic Dan situation trying to win and take the crown. Do I believe there's going to be a triple crown winner? No, I don't. But I will tell you, in the Preakness, there happens to be a horse named Informed Patriot. That is a horse to watch in the Preakness. And so we'll see if Catching Freedom ends up coming up in the Belmont. But the horses are running. And the Mystics, right, are running, and they're taking the stand, and they're trying to spiritually turn things in a very dark direction. So just watch and pray as these things go on. And for the last 10 minutes here, we have a special guest coming on. We have Lee Dundas, attorney Lee Dundas, here with us. She actually is doing this amazing college course that has to do with what's happening right now and what is happening with wokeism, what it's doing to the young. She's got this amazing course, and so we're bringing her on to talk about it for a few minutes. So let's bring Lee on.
Hey guys. Hello, Amanda Grace. You're looking beautiful and you scared the living you know what out of me listening to the last few minutes. I'm like, I hadn't even heard about the horses and Big Ben. Like I've been traveling and out of the country, but like, holy Toledo, what is going on? That was just crazy. But
this is how my brain works, Lee.
No, it's a beautiful thing. And I feel like, you know, it's so funny. I've been on nonstop back-to-back conference calls and Zooms all day. And right before I came on, Facebook served me Secretariat's Triple Crown winner back-to-back, the Belmont, the Preakness, and whatever, the Derby. And I watched them all. You know, it only takes about 3 or 4 minutes. That little horse was so fast. Big horse was so fast. But it was a thing of beauty. And yeah, that was quite the visceral reaction I had when I clicked over while you were talking just now about the prophetic implications and looked at the pictures just of these horses running wild through the streets of London, bleeding, flames. Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly more than coincidence.
It very much is. Yes, it very much is. And it's connected to, you know, what is happening, you know, and apparently there are some people taking the stand right now in this New York City trial who are being compared to a horse. So I hear, so I'm not going to get into that, but apparently this has happened, you know, and so we would understand why maybe the Lord would need to bridle some mouths right now to say, stop it and let me work.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. True that. True that. Well, thanks again for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here as always. I miss you guys. Can't wait to see you next.
We miss you.
I know. So thanks too for being willing to give a shout out to your viewers about this amazing opportunity that just fell out of the sky into my lap about a month or two ago. Did I even brief you on it? I don't know that I fully even briefed you on it.
You briefed me a little bit on it.
Okay. So I'll start at the beginning for the viewers who weren't there for our call. But a couple months ago, I got a call from a Christian university in my hometown of Tustin, California. I'm like, we don't have a college in Tustin. That's UC Irvine. And people are like, no, there's a college there. And they're really a conservative Christian college. And I went down and I met with them. It's this cute little Korean couple who gets it because, hello, you know, they came here so that they didn't have to live through that there. And they're horrified by what's been going on the last 4 years. And they're like, we want you to teach a course. And I'm like, on what? And they're like, well, what do you think you should teach on right now? I'm like, oh, I have a lot of ideas. there's no shortage, but in the main, and this was before all the campus protests, in the main, I think we need to teach our youth, high school, homeschool, college age, and even our little ladies and men who are 100 years old, how to avoid the brainwashing of the left. And once they're savvy to it, they can see it a mile off and avoid it. But if they don't know, they fall prey to it. They drink the Kool-Aid. They're not aware. And simultaneously, there's this amazing body of neuroscience that you can use to win against impossible odds. And nobody knows these tools. They're life hacks that come in handy, whether you're on the football field or, I don't know, trying to keep concentration camps out of your city. And we really need to get this data to the masses. Mm-hmm. And the little couple, they were so cute. They're like, okay, great. We're going to call it the psychology of the winner. And it's going to be a Psych 101 course for full college credit. Checks off that GE requirement, you know, the kids have to fulfill for their humanities thing. And they're like, but it's going to be Lee Dundas Freedom Fighter style. And you're going to teach them how to win. And I'm like, great. So yeah, that's what we're doing. I mean, I don't know if your viewers know this, but when we are born, we are better off than by the time we get to be adults half the time. They give a bunch of five-year-olds these long uncooked pieces of spaghetti and a little marshmallow and a piece of tape. And they're like, hey, go ahead and build a really tall structure. And they gave identical instructions to a group of MBA students in the classroom next door. Guess who built the tallest structures? Not the MBA students. The kindergartners trounced the MBA students. And the researchers were like, well, maybe we just got a really dumb group of MBA students. Let's do this again with a group of lawyers. Sad to say, my profession didn't fare any better against the five-year-olds. Then they brought in Fortune 100, 500 CEOs. And they're like, surely the Fortune 500 crowd is going to give the little kids a run for their money. Nope. The kids beat them too. What do we learn or what do we know at age 5 that we don't know at age 25, right?
Yeah.
How is it that when you throw a rat into a little tub of water, he swims for about 15 minutes before he's like, okay, I'm drowning now. I'm done. I'm tired. But if you stop him right before he drowns, and you fish his little rat body out of the drink and you go, hey, little guy, you're amazing. You can do this. You got it. Back into the drink. Not only will he swim another 15 minutes, which would be an amazing feat in and of itself, because he was already running marathon to full muscle fatigue a minute ago. He doesn't just go another 15 minutes. He swims for 3 darn days.
Wow.
Such is the power of hope. When we plant in our mind hope, we can override our body even when it's ready to give up the ghost and do amazing, amazing things. They have a study they did before I was born. They divided the class. It was late 60s, early 70s. Divided a class in two, told the elementary school teacher, hey, that's the dumb half, that's the smart half. In reality, it was not divided that way. The kids were just randomly smart and dumb, mm-hmm. and, you know, sitting wherever. And they told the woman, don't treat them any differently. And they mic'd her and they videoed her to make sure she wasn't being like, hey, little dummy, try to do the equation. Oh, you didn't get it. All right, come on, Einstein, go ahead and finish his work. She was playing it fair. She had her poker face on. She was treating them identically. And yet at the end of the year, the kids who had been falsely labeled smart were performing considerably above grade level, way higher IQ. And the other half of the class, frighteningly enough, had worked down to the level of expectation that had never been voiced by the teacher, but only been set in her mind. We know that plants in Sweden, if you pray for them, will do better, even though you're praying from New York and California, than the unprayed for plants. We wow. know that, and you know, I'm a Christian. I'm not here to talk shop on religion, but Buddhists have their own form of prayer. It's called meditation. In some respects, I really feel like the religions are not that different in that the good-hearted people who make up the members of that religion are trying to do good with their thoughts in a focused way. I mean, that's when we're communing with God and we're praying, that's what we're about. So this wasn't a Christian experiment though.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Jesus.
They got a bunch of Buddhas, right? And they said they're going to meditate. 4,000 Buddhas in 1983, I think it was. And they're going to meditate and try to drop the crime rate in Washington, D.C. in the middle of summer. And the mayor and the police chief laughed at them. They're like, dude, the only thing that's going to drop the crime rate in the really rough areas of D.C. in July is a freak snowstorm. Dropped the crime rate 40%. Our mental thoughts, our beliefs, our spiritual power, our belief in God, our belief in ourselves, our expectations for ourselves, our expectations of our spouse, our expectations for our children create to a large degree our reality. Nobody wins the war with their Eeyore face on. You got to get your Braveheart face on. So this is the type of stuff we're going to be going over in my little course. It is called, what is it called again? Oh my gosh, I've forgotten. The Psychology of the Winner. And yes, you got the website up there,
yep.
LeeDundas.com/education, or just go to LeeDundas.com and you can find the top tab that says education. I don't care how you come. You can do it online. You can do it in person. You can do it on Tuesday, even though I'm talking on Saturday because you're busy Saturday. It's very flexible, but whatever you do, come, because nobody is teaching this stuff. And it may just be the difference between life and death mm-hmm. for your kids. They need to know how to win, and they need the belief that they can. And that's what we're going to be teaching. So yeah, there you go. That's the website right there. If you go there, you can register right now. And please sign up on my website, because the college doesn't have the money to pay me much of anything. Welcome to the freedom fight. We're all working for peanuts, if that. But if you register through my site, I at least get a little bit of love and can keep the lights on for hopefully one more month out here in California. So with that said, thanks again for having me on, Amanda Grace. I know I'm probably over my time. And are you going to be in Detroit?
Yes, I am. I'm going to be there. We're going to see each other.
We're going to have a party, and party like it's 1999 or maybe like it's 2024. I don't know. Yeah. I can't wait to see you and all our friends and all the viewers of yours that I'm sure are going to be in attendance. So come on out. And if you've never been to a Clay Clark event, it's worth its weight in gold. You will not be disappointed.
Amen, Lee. Amen. We will see you in Detroit.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks for having me again. And hi to all the viewers.
Oh, God bless you, Lee. Thank you. We love you. Yeah. Okay, that was Lee. And Lee is also an avid animal lover. So on top of it, I mean, she was with us when we had to bring a baby bunny back from Oklahoma to the sanctuary that we affectionately named Gabriel Jet. So when we still have Gabriel, he's a Flemish giant rabbit. He's about this big now. And so Lee is an avid animal lover. And so she always wants to see pictures of the animals at the Ark. So any new animals that come in, Lee most definitely wants to see it. So to wrap this up, basically what they did with the Arch of Baal in New York City before the 2016 election, they are trying to do with this statue of Ishtar, Isis, Aphrodite, Ashtoreth, whatever you want to call it. They are trying to do the same. They bring it in ahead of time to try to influence and sway and direct national matters. And with all eyes on New York right now, this is why it's so important for us to catch freedom and for the Lord to bridle the mouth of some so he could go forth and accomplish what he wants to accomplish. We have to understand we are never going to agree 100% with a leader. We're voting for a leader. We're not voting for a pastor. And we have to remember that. Now, yes, can a leader have some qualities of a pastor? Sure, they can. But we are ultimately voting for a leader that has to deal with very difficult situations that happen within the earth and nationally. And leaders that have feared God and fully submitted to him have always been more successful biblically than leaders that have rebelled. Right? Right now, we are seeing the Ahab Jehoshaphat paradigm. Right now, we are seeing the David Saul paradigm. We are seeing this actively happen. And this is why prayer is a weapon, and it is important for us to use the weapons God has equipped us with, and I mean the spiritual weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds, because the same individuals involved in the dark arts that made sure that Arch of Baal got brought to New York City are the same ones that put that statue above the courthouse, are the same ones trying to literally, spiritually suffocate the nation. This truly is a battle for the soul of this nation, and we have to keep that in mind going forward. And this is why you see all these things happening in close proximity and it connecting. So keep that in mind as we go forth. I think this is where I'm going to stop for tonight. There was a lot of information given. We will put information up on the blog, so we will make sure to get the notes up on the blog. And I'm going to tell you something else. People are saying in the chat, wolf in sheep's clothing. Okay, so the word of God strictly says wolf in sheep's clothing. It does not say wolf in shepherd's clothing. And we have to make that distinction. The wolves in sheep's clothing are the ones next to you in the pews. The corrupt shepherds are the leaders that have gone rogue, that have forsaken the ways of God and replaced it with a corrupt system. So that's a good determination to make right now, just so we know, just so we have a good handle on what the scripture says, because we need to understand it. We need to understand what the scriptures say. It's so important for you in this time to get into your word. I cannot stress this enough. And those that want to promote the word, get into your word. Get into it. You're going to need it right now. Get into it. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Oh, I guess tonight we will put up Givaderm and My Pillow. Here's Givaderm. They still have their Mother's Day special running. You can use promo code ARC10 and MOM to get not only 10% off, but a free face mask. So moms love things to do with facials and things of that nature. Many moms do anyway. Givaderm is all natural. It is plant-based. It is truly food for your face. These ladies are wonderful. They were at our gala. They're a wonderful group of ladies. They make an amazing product. And yes, I use it every single day. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. And here's Duchess, our My Pillow mascot, sleeping on her My Pillow dog bed. This truly is a pig in a blanket. This is where the term came from, people. So if you want to save 66% or more on MyPillow products, go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ARC. They have sheets, slippers, dog beds, amazingly durable dog beds. They have bathrobes. They have towels. They are so much more than just pillows. And of course, they have pillows. So you can go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ARC today. Okay. Praise the Lord. We're going to be back on next week unless something crazy happens and I've got to go live over the weekend. But we thank you for hanging in there with us. We thank Lee Jundis for joining us at the end. Lee, truly, she loves the Lord and she loves freedom and she fights for it. And we appreciate that. So just also pray for President Trump right now and his family. We have to pray for leaders anyway. The word of God says we should be praying for our leaders. And so in the middle of this, keep them in prayer, but absolutely the younger is going to begin advising the older. So just keep that in mind as we go forth. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. Also Psalms 1, 23, 34, 35. Wonderful Psalms to speak forth over your lives. The word is living and active. We have to activate it. Also Ephesians chapter 1 and 3 is something very important to read. There are scriptures in those chapters that are also in the Believer's Authority that I quote every day. I quote these scriptures over my life every single day. Also the Lord's Prayer as well. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. We should be praying that way. And also we're going to be getting into, I think, in the coming weeks, Matthew 24, because once we break down Matthew 24, you may never look at it the same way again. So we, in the coming weeks, hopefully will be getting into that as well. So thank you everyone for tuning in. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening and we will see you next week. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue, it helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you could go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets. They have slippers. They have bathrobes. They even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK.